online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Molly Milam-Chapel.
A man who killed his daughter at a holiday park in Kent after he was unable to cope with her severe anxiety has been detained under the Mental Health Act. Richard Cray strangled 19-year-old Olivia and also tried to kill her mother at the site near Herne Bay in July last year. The 64-year-old admitted manslaughter and attempted murder and will now go to jail for 10 years, minus the time spent being treated in a psychiatric hospital.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The EU's chief Brexit negotiator says there's not a minute to lose in achieving a deal as he heads to meet Theresa May today. Michel Barnier is at Downing Street later, as the government's confirmed the UK won't be in a customs union after we withdraw. He says that's not a big surprise to him.
We know the line of the government. We have to respect the red lines of the British government, but they have to respect the rules of the union.
The jury at the trial of a man accused of murdering his ex-girlfriend in the car park of a Medway shopping centre are hearing closing speeches from lawyers on both sides of the case today. Molly McLaren was stabbed to death in her car at Chatham's Dockside outlet last June. 26-year-old Joshua Stimpson from High Street in Walden denies murder but has admitted manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility. You can follow live updates from the courtroom at kentonline.co.uk. Nearly 2,000 jobs are at risk at DIY chain Homebase as its Australian owner reviews the business. Up to 40 stores are to close, with poor trading being blamed. Meantime, the number of redundancies following Carillion's collapse is now increased to more than 800. The insolvency service has confirmed another 452 jobs will go, in addition to the 377 revealed on Friday. New research has revealed police forces in the UK are struggling to cope with the number of mental health call-outs. The think tank Parliament Street says there were nearly 300,000 incidents last year where the issue was a factor. Kent's Police and Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott says there needs to be more funding for specialist services.
Police officers do a great job supporting vulnerable people, but it's not fair on them necessarily to have them dealing with all of these cases.
KMFM News.
There's calls for lorries to be banned from some roads in Kent because they're ruining people's lives. A meeting of transport bosses has been told the number of HGVs using rural routes in the county is damaging hedges and walls and causing potholes. Councillor Sean Holden wants a similar scheme introduced to one in Leicestershire, where trucks are restricted to certain roads.
Something like 87% of the lorries that come into this county are not coming to Kent. They're going straight through. They're causing damage, but most important, they're ruining the lives of people. It's a consistent harm to people's lives.
You can let us know what you think by voting in our poll at kentonline.co.uk. Homeless people in Medway are being offered a free haircut to make them feel better about themselves. Westlake Hair and Beauty in Gillingham has come up with the idea, along with payment plans for those on low incomes who struggle to afford the treatments. They're opening once a month from today for those without a permanent roof over their head. Natasha Atkins is from the salon.
This is going to be running on a monthly basis, just for 3 hours. We're open purely to the homeless only. They come in, men and women, have their hair cut, washed, blow dried, make themselves feel better about themselves, make them feel a bit more confident.
It's believed there's currently up to 40 rough sleepers in Medway, with hundreds more in temporary accommodation. And Cheryl Baker's the latest star to leave Dancing on Ice. The singer, who lives near Sevenoaks, lost out in the skate-off to Donna Eyre last night, but she says she's had the best time.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
In the US, the Philadelphia Eagles have won the American Football Super Bowl trophy for the first time. With more on that and the rest of sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, it was a record-breaking match in Minneapolis as they beat Tom Brady's New England Patriots 41-33. One of the most famous men in the sport, Brady was aiming for his sixth NFL title. He says it's just how it goes sometimes.
If you're not in the game, you don't have a chance to win. So, I mean, if you want to be world champs, you got to play in this game. So, we played 8 of them and, you know, they were all good games. Had our opportunities, never really got control of the game. Never really played on our terms.
Back in the UK, and divers Tom Daly, Jack Law and Chris Mears are all heading to this year's Commonwealth Games on Australia's Gold Coast. They've made the 13-strong England team. Daly's the 10-metres platform world champion, with Law and Mears synchronised Olympic gold medalists. All three finished top of the podium at Glasgow 2014. And Olympic bosses have rejected a request from Russia to allow 13 of their athletes to go to the Winter Games in South Korea this month. They're among the 28 who had life bans overturned by the Court of Arbitration for Sport last week. The IOC says it can't guarantee if they're clean of anti-doping offences.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.